deposit available for a limited time, you can get into your own home with startpointhomes.com.au.
We're about to speak to one of the biggest stars in the world right now, thanks to the Tiger King documentary series on Netflix, which has blown up. If you haven't seen it, you'll start to realise that it's become almost, it's the Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic, is in most memes, the most popular viral memes at the moment. And essentially he is, he's now incarcerated, but he had a tiger sanctuary over in the States. And there were a few of those tiger sanctuaries all competing and arguing and fighting. And the Joe Exotic, though, the best way to describe him is a very outlandish, any other words that you two want to throw in?
Just like to party and just have fun and love these animals.
Wow, we haven't got an impression. Thank you.
And he had a couple of husbands. Now, one of his ex-husbands, John Finlay, at the time of the filming, if you've watched it, he has no teeth and he does most of his interview topless with all his tattoos on show. So when we spoke to John...
Fev,
you decided to take out your fake tooth.
I got into my John Finlay character.
You never looked more than John Finlay. So to explain this, as we're about to speak to Joe Exotic's ex-husband, there's four webcams. He can see all of us. And this was the moment when Fev walked into shot, looking much like he did during the documentary series.
Or maybe nude.
Or morning
Here he
show.
Is.
Here we go.
Big fella.
Oh,
how
really?
You doing? What's up,
wow.
Johnny boy?
John,
I've got no tooth as well. You've got your teeth fixed.
For the occasion.
Yeah.
Now, John, thank you so much for your time. Wow, what a whirlwind few weeks you must have had, because this is the story that you've lived, but the world has just exploded. Everyone's watching The Tiger King. How are you feeling, one, with this instant fame, but also how it's all played out on the documentary series?
Well, the overnight fame is like a craziness, but I just rather not even think about it too much. I just want to live like a normal human being like everybody else does. But it is kind of nice. But with the plans, it just happens.
Now, I know, John, we've actually spoken to Doc Antle, and he said this was not the documentary, the show that was pitched to him. And we were wondering, was that the same with you? When you sat down with the documentary maker, did you know what he was going to be making, or is that not what you were sold?
I don't think really any of us knew exactly what was going to be going on in the documentary.
And were you happy with the outcome or not?
Yes and no. They made me look like a meth head hillbilly. They didn't even go into that I'm 6 years clean. They didn't really go into like my teeth or anything else.
They look great.
Yeah, I got a new set of teeth, and
I'm missing a tooth. So I might have to go.
Oh my! You know, a lot of people blame it on the drugs and stuff, but it wasn't. It was genetics. It was the different things throughout the life that I lost my teeth.
Now, mate, it's great that you're six years clean, which is an amazing effort. So well done on that. Have you spoke to Joe at all since he's been in jail?
No, I have not. Not since before the court. I spoke one time before that, and that was it.
Do you know, John, have you heard from anyone how Joe is going in jail? Is he is it a good space for him? Has he accepted it, or is he doing it tough in there?
I haven't heard anything because I shoved all that to the side and I focus on me.
When you were married to Joe and Travis, they didn't really show you after the math when Travis passed away. How did that affect you?
Well, me and Joe weren't actually married, but when Travis passed away, it was quite devastating to a lot of us.
What do you mean you weren't married? Didn't all three of you stand up there and get married?
No, that was a publicity stunt for Joe to get a reality TV show.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
Now, there's big talks about they're going to make this into a big Hollywood blockbuster. So who would you think would play you?
Channing Tatum would be the number one pick that I would pick. He has another backstory. Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't?
Have you, John, have you watched the series, all seven episodes?
Me and Stormy binge watched it.
They binge watched it.
Binge watched it.
because it's from like six, seven years ago, a long time ago in your life. Honestly, how did that feel watching that back, and particularly with Stormy? Was it, you know, do you have regrets? Is it emotional for you, or are you able to just put it behind you and move on?
The only regret I have is the animals. Leaving the animals behind is what was the hardest part. And the other regret is I had so many memories with that part that are just being ripped apart. But I pretty much left most of it behind, because living the life that I do now, I try to live it positive and try and influence that on other people.
Now, we know that Joey's now in jail, and we won't go into why, but obviously it all started with the fallout with Carol and their fight. And you were close to Joe at the time, so you saw that he was antagonizing her and pushing her and pushing her. Did you ever think to yourself, oh, this is going to go too far one day?
Yeah, I did go way too far. A lot of us did tell him to start backing off, or things were going to get ugly.
And they did.
You know, it's so lovely speaking to you, John, because you are a really, clearly, you've got yourself sorted. You're nothing but positive and about putting good vibes and goodwill out there. And it's a real testament, because at the moment you could be really angry at how that's all played out for you. So I think it's a real testament to yourself. You should be really proud of yourself.
Thank you.
As I was saying, and feel free to say this is too personal, because the problem for you is, and where I feel for you is, it got very personal about your life when really you may not have known you were doing that documentary. But what we did realize towards the end, when we saw you in a relationship with a woman, and then the inference was that you were straight. Is it too personal to ask? Is that your sexuality? Do you know what your sexuality is?
I'm straight as an arrow.
Right, there we go. Okay, yes. I didn't want to presume.
What made you be with Joe then?
That's a hard subject to discuss right now.
Because he's not a good-looking rooster. He's no Channing Tatum.
Wow. No, he's not. He's not the type of person I thought he was.
Do you think, John, it was a true depiction of Joe? I mean, if... I don't know Joe Exotic, but what I took from it was he seemed very fame hungry, wanted, it was all about him. And I think one of the most disturbing scenes was Travis's funeral, and it seemed like Joe was making that a lot about him, and that was really heartbreaking to watch. Is that sort of a true reflection of Joe, or how would you sum him up as a person?
More or less, that was the true depiction. Whether people want to admit it or not, it was.
John, thank you so much for your time. And you've been fantastic. We're looking at you. You look great. You can see you've come a long way. And great to get that message out there that you're clean, you're sober, you've got your act together.
And Fev, I know for a bit of fun you took your shirt off and took your tooth out, but if you look at our camera right now, John looks exactly like me. It's like we're doppelgangers. Look at us. No. We are literally the same person. Look at that.
Do you have hair on your head though?
No, I've shaved it off. So bald on the top and then beard on the bottom. Oh, nearly, right. Half and half. Yeah. Well, there he goes. So what a good sport he is. John Finlay in his study there with his lovely partner as well. Thank
Stormy.
You for making
Hi,
time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the support. I love Australia. I want to go there one day. Make sure you check out my Facebook page, The Truth About John Finlay. And y'all have a great night.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
We now have on the line our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Prime Minister, how are you this morning?
Not too bad, Fifi. How are you guys going?
Oh, good. Look, we're okay. But Prime Minister, we have to say to you, we salute you. We want to give you a big pat on the back, because what you've gone through over the last few weeks and the way you've handled it, You know, we've even put out to all our listeners and on social media, what are questions you'd like to ask the Prime Minister? And we are just overwhelmed by people who have just wanted to say, how are you? So are you coping? Do you have a respite, Prime Minister? Do you get time off?
Yeah, well, we try and build a little bit of that in, not too much, but there's a lot going on, and we're focused on, you know, the job we've got ahead. And I really appreciate that sentiment, Fifi, and to all your listeners, thank you very much. Jenny and I and the kids, we're getting through it, but there are many people in far worse off situations, obviously. People who've lost their jobs or on reduced hours, and you know, we just really feel for them as well, and we're doing everything we can to give you as much support. The JobKeeper program, $1,500 a fortnight, it's going to cost the country at least $130 billion, but it's what we have to do to get that lifeline to people over the next 6 months. The free childcare for those workers, whether you're working in construction or you're working in the health sector, nurses, doctors, cleaners, drivers, that's so important. That's why we've done free childcare. So every day we're just looking for ways that we can help Australians get through the next 6 months, and hopefully it's not as long as that, and hopefully it doesn't go beyond, but it could.
Now, Mr. Prime Minister, it's Fev here, mate. I did speak to Fee last night when we knew you were coming on, and I put a little poll out to see what questions to ask you, and the same with Fee. 95% of the people just wanted to know how you were going and that you're doing a great job. And I think you were in an interview a couple of days ago when you spoke about your grandmother going through the Depression and how you wouldn't want to go through something similar with your kids. But I reckon your grandmother would be pretty proud of you right now, mate, looking down. You're doing a great job. You're leading 24 million people, and you're doing an exceptional job.
Well, it's very kind, Fev, and it actually overwhelmed me a bit at the time, because I remember it. I was a young fellow, in my teens, and I remember I was talking to my grandmother about what life was like during the Depression. And while it was terribly horrible for them, the thing that got them through was how they stayed connected to everybody in their little town that they used to live in out in rural New South Wales. And while you can't have that physical connection at the moment, being close to each other, we've got to find ways, and what you guys are doing each morning on the radio, this is really important. People got to find ways to change how they're living, to stay connected, stay mentally healthy, get that exercise each day. I've got my own little routine. It's not pretty to watch, but that's all right. It's good for radio.
Oh, wow.
These things are important to keep ourselves positive. We've got to stay positive, because we are going to get through it, guys. We are totally going to get through it. And Australia's going to... I reckon we're going to show the rest of the world what we can do in times of great strain, just like, you know, my grandmother's generation did. So we're going to get through this.
Yes, we feel that, and with JobKeeper, a package, the stimulus, and also obviously looking after childcare, the industry. We've also got some other questions that our listeners did want to ask you, yep. Prime Minister. So just quickly, James from Melton, he's wants to know, could there be a phase where construction is considered a non-essential service?
I don't believe so, no. That is essential. I mean, the social distancing can be practiced on construction sites, whether they're residential or commercial. This keeps the economy going. It keeps people in work. It keeps supporting people through this. And the premiers and I, we've discussed this. This is an important part of the economy. The restrictions on the businesses are only where they're deemed to be absolutely necessary to stop the spread of the virus. And so it's there'll have to be some changes on site, no doubt. But that said, this is important, and we want to see that keep going. Just like mining and resources and manufacturing and all of these important jobs, we've got to keep the economy running.
Now, my wife, Mr. Prime Minister, owns a couple of hair salons, and she's had to close. How is that an essential service, a hairdresser?
Well, I've got to tell you, of all the policy discussions I thought I'd have as Prime Minister, the opening and closing of hair salons was not one that I really thought would
be a big one,
feature,
though.
But it is now because of the circumstance we face. And look, it's important, and the issues that have been raised with us is you know, people having the ability to keep their grooming and things like that is good for their state of mind. It's good for their how they get through everything, where you can do it at home. And some of us, I'm a bit follically challenged, so I can probably do that a bit easier on my own. But there are
every
others
couple
who,
of years.
there are others. It's a different story. So we did try to be a bit. Pride and a bit of an exception there. But I know that many of these hairdressers and barbershops and things will have to close, and that breaks my heart, like any business closes. But where it's a good example, I think, Fev, of where we've tried to say, look, where we can do it, we're going to try and keep things open. And we're not doing it for any other reason than health reasons,
And I've got another question from another listener, Georgina in Berwick. You might not know yet this, and I know there's a few more weeks left of school holidays, but she has written, will the kids physically be going back to public schools, or do you think the schools might just open for remote online learning?
Oh, look, it'll be both. And both, look, what we're seeing going into the break, and I know in Victoria you went into school holidays earlier than other places, but what's been happening in the other states is they've been doing both. So no school should turn away any student for whose parents they can't arrange a suitable learning environment at home. They will need to go to school, and those schools must remain open, just like the childcare centres. There's no health reason, is our advice from the medical experts, that that children can't go to school for health reasons. But what they're doing in the other states at the moment, going to school holidays, is a mixture of both. I expect that's what we'll see on the other side of the school holidays. Schools will remain open. School will be on. One of the things that I've been very adamant about is I do not want one of the things taken from our children this year, their education. And that needs to continue to be done. And where that can be done at school, great. And where it's being done by distance learning, like my kids are now doing, then we need to do it that way and get on top of that. But on that, can I just make this one point? I'm very concerned, as many others, with kids spending so much time online now for their school, that we need to protect them from predators online. eSafety.gov.au gives really great tips to parents about how to put rules in place to keep their kids safe online. There will also be a lot of scammers trying to take advantage of people. And if you go to scamwatch.gov.au, and then there's ways to help yourself there.
All right, and a quick one, Prime Minister. Byron here, my girlfriend would be in the situation of a lot. She's a small business owner. She set up a beauty studio. She obviously can't operate. She does lash lifts. She gets too close, so she's shut. Now, you said, and it was good advice at the time, talk to your landlord. Mm. Her landlord has conveniently not replied to any emails or phone calls and then whipped out the automatic direct debit, and the rent's gone. A month in advance, her rent's been taken out. It can take up to 2 weeks to change those direct debit deductions. What would you say to people like her? It's not just her. It's obviously possibly millions of people in her situation where they just can't get a hold of their landlords, Prime Minister.
Well, this National Cabinet is meeting today to deal with this very issue, and I got a message for that landlord. That's the wrong thing to do in this circumstance, and you're letting the country down by doing that, by not sitting down with your tenant who's been affected by this. And it's important that landlords and tenants work together to come up with an arrangement where the business can reopen on the other side. That landlord is going to need your wife's business, your partner's business, on the other side for the tenancy that's there. Otherwise, they'll find themselves looking for a tenant in a pretty bad market. So it's in everybody's interest to sit down and work this out together. When people are not showing good faith and just thinking of themselves in these situations, then I think that's really, really poor form. And I can assure you the Premiers and I will be forcing the landlords to the table with the tenants to work this out. Everybody's going to have to share how they get through, and that's not a free pass for the tenant either. But they've got to come up with new arrangements over these next 6 months. That's what we're working to deliver and to support that arrangement, and I would expect better out of landlords than just thinking of themselves.
Absolutely. Well, Prime Minister, we thank you for your time this morning. And again, we're so grateful on behalf of all our listeners. The JobSeeker package is excellent. The free childcare for workers in essential services. The stimulus packages for small businesses. You're doing a great job. We're thinking
well
of you. Know that we did get that, as we've said, Fev and I, that 98% of people just wanted to see how you are and say you're doing a good job. So
well, I'm good. And we're all going to be good. We're going to get there.
Good on you. There he goes.
101.9 The Fox.
Married at First Sight. The final episode is going to be this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Now, only two nights ago, who could forget the moment when Tash proposed this toast?
To Stacey and Michael.
I'd like to toast to Stacey and Michael for having the fakest relationship in Australian reality TV history. And I'd like to toast to Stacey for f***ing my husband on the 1 month anniversary. Cheers to you, babe.
What? Whoa. Now, someone who went very quiet during that dinner party was Michael. We've got him on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hi, guys. I've found my voice, so here I am.
Yay. Well, now that you've got your voice, Michael, what do you make of this? Can you reveal anything maybe that you've discovered since the filming of that episode?
Yeah, so when I mean, you see that episode. I've got to take my hat off. It was a great toast. She said it very well. It was very fluent. It was great eye contact among the group. Never really got a chance to raise the glass, I'll be honest with you.
You weren't allowed to drink then, anyway.
Oh, no, yeah. I was on the waters that night. No, I was on the beers that night, I think. Yeah, so... and then it all just came crumbling down. But I sort of had a choice there to make, which was I can either, you know, go along with the group, absolutely bury her. I've already made my decision, so you can see in my head I've made my decision. And then I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that. She's got two kids. I don't want, you know, sort of dropping the kids off to school and getting called this, this and this. So I made a decision there that I'd sort of do it behind closed doors. Went home that night, had the chat, and then you're going to see us come into the final.
Now, so you left together that night?
Yeah, left together that night.
What happened when all the cameras stopped, mate?
Oh, when the cameras stopped, there was a few words exchanged. It was, we got back, it was just, look, this is what's done. I can't change the past. You can't change the past. Run with whatever story you want, but I know what I'm believing. And, yeah, that's it. Happy days.
Now, I reckon, Michael, I reckon there was a couple of holes in their story. Like, I don't think Mikey was actually speaking the truth. You obviously know the truth, but we spoke to Ivan and a bag was left with clothes and all this crap a week later. How is that even possible? And then Mikey's done a polygraph test and apparently Stacey's filmed done a voicemail of the guy with his voice saying that he reckons that he was lying.
Oh, she would have just got... Anyone could bring up any critic and say... Oh, this polygraph test wasn't done. She's a lawyer. She's going to argue any little glitch in it. I think her evidence is compounding, and I think she looks silly just not putting her hand up and going, hey, look, I slept with a guy. Big whoop. Guys do it all the time. At the end of the day, I should be the only one that cares. Like, do you know what I mean? Australia can't judge her because she slept with someone during our relationship. Who cares? Like, at the end of the day, I'm not her.
No, I care because she's broken your heart. You said that was your last.
It seems like he's going okay to me.
Now he is going okay.
So you think,
so you think she did it 100%?
Yeah, she did it. And I'm not angry at her for doing it anymore. It's like it's happened. You know what I mean? Like, move on. Like,
you've moved on. Let's get on to Casey. Well done. Now, Michael, who's a better kisser, Stacey or Casey?
Good question. It's just different, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I've never kissed any of them. How's it different?
Just two different styles.
You love this question, don't you?
Better.
I'm the only one that hasn't gone rogue on Instagram or called out production and all this. I signed the contract. I'm honourable to the contract. I've rocked up to everything they've asked me to do. I've given them my all. I've honoured the contract. I've only got a few days left of the contract, and you can blast me with whatever you want.
So I'll rephrase it. Is the first wife better kisser than the second girlfriend?
No, the second wife.
We have our winner.
Now, wow. Is she actually down here? Because she's a Sydney girl. Is she down with you in Glen Iris? I've heard you've been floating around the traps of Glen Iris together.
Ooh,
shopping.
You know exactly where I'm at now. Well, I'll be moving on the weekend. You know, I float around. But my partner is with me, and I had a quick decision to make. You know, I had to self isolate. I was like, I ain't doing this alone. Do you know what I mean? There's only so many hits of the old Pornhub Premium you can do.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, and if you're all alone, it would be a lonely time. And
oh, you and Casey, we're good together. She's beautiful. You're a good-looking dude. You're doing well. Well done.
Oh, I'm punching, but...
She's punching!
Mate, don't worry. I'm Don Bradman as well, bro. Don't worry about that.
I love about this. I'll tell you what, I've got an excuse now, F45's closed. You know what I mean?
Okay, it's really getting graphic.
This is a great catch-up.
This is a great... I mean, you can't hear it. I hear Michael slightly nervous that you do have a drone or some sort of way of tracking him down wherever he goes. Feb, nothing gets away from you.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Story of my life. Everyone with their camera phones, man. It just knackers me out.
So there we go. You heard it here first. He is actually self-isolating with Casey. So, I mean, there we go. That's certainly a spoiler.
Buying wine.
Wow, how about that? So for Sunday night, we're still watching. You know, he could have said everything, and we're still going to watch it. We can't wait for the final episode of Maths.
Hey, Michael, what's happened to Drew?
Well, he's not here, is he?
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Yeah, we love checking in with our mates, how they're going in self-isolation. And how's the little abode? What's going on in your home?
Guys, I'm losing my mind. As you know, you've already had it as a guest on this morning. I've watched Tiger King. I took up meth. I tried sleeping with a few guys. That hasn't worked out for me. And now I'm back just focusing on work. But there's very little.
We haven't gone to jail yet.
I haven't gone to jail yet. No, they haven't caught up with me. I mean, I think me and you have both got some skeletons in the past that we're just waiting for that knock on the door, Feb.
Oh, all my skeletons are out, brother. I'm fine.
Actually, Tommy,
I haven't been locked up already.
I'm not even kidding, Tommy. I woke up to this morning at like 3 a.m. I was scrolling through Insta, and the first thing I saw was your face superimposed on the Tiger King. And I'm not. This is my thought process at 3:30 a.m. I wonder how much time Tommy's spending on memes at the moment in isolation.
Are you going to read the caption for the photo, Steve?
Well, I can get it out, shall I?
Or don't worry. I posted me with as him, and she didn't listen to that either. She just
I can't hear things when I've got baby. I can't hear it, but I can see it.
I want to hear it from Thief's mouth. If you can open.
Okay, I'm getting it. Okay,
well, obviously, as the guy that has the dump button here, guys, just pre-read it before you read it out on air, please, Thief.
The working title for my new show is.
You know, careful.
Pussy King.
That sounds way worse when you whisper it, you pervert.
She does it all the time. She says like rude words and she whispers it like we can't.
If you read the radio, the radio codes of conduct, it doesn't matter if you whisper it, Fee.
Also, what? That makes people lean closer to their speaker. Get right into it then.
Now, Tommy, there's a good way to get you in jail. Now, you did post some Insta stories yesterday.
Hang on.
Yes.
And you're supposed to be self-isolating and having no people over, but I saw a little young lady sitting at the table. Oh, who is that?
I've got my quarantine girlfriend.
done. Who is it?
Yeah, you know, because we had to make the decision, guys. We knew we were going to go into lockdown, so it was like a fire sale. Grab what you can.
piss Luke McGregor off and get the girl in.
Wow.
No, she's Nat is her name. She's gorgeous, but she has access to my phone, and I think that has to change. Because she keeps changing my alarm in the morning. And so this morning I woke up to Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman blasting through the room. and she's also started messaging from my phone, which would be fine if it was my friends. But when I've just got her mum's phone number, the other day I got a message back from her mum, and she'd opened my phone when I wasn't there and messaged to her mum from my phone the message that simply said, "What's up, skank?"
She's funnier than you.
Yeah, I know.
Tommy, this could be amazing though, because you are known and you hold the title well as one of Australia's most perennial bachelors. This coronavirus quarantine could actually make you official with the longest relationship you may have had in the last few years.
I mean, it could, but it is a dangerous flu, guys, and it might kill one of us, so let's not celebrate too early.
Thank you, Tommy.
Who are you, the lady of the Tiger King?
Carol.
Feed her to the tigers.
Oh, all right.
Carol Baskin.
Anyway, we're going to be watching. We're going to be watching Tommy on Monday night at 7:30. That's on 10, just for last. But also, mate, just quickly, I know there's an Amazon stand-up special as well, yeah?
Yeah, guys, I'm very excited about this. Get Amazon Prime. It's free for 30 days at the moment. Heaps of new content if you've streamed everything else. And new stand-up special. My special about running a marathon in Antarctica is going to be up there next Friday. So get involved if you need a laugh.
Unreal.
I downloaded this the other day to watch the test. So I'll watch that now.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good man. Thanks, Fab.
101.9 The Fox.
Massive week, guys.
It has been a huge week, and we're sticking around here till 10, obviously. But when we have usually the show, when it used to finish at 9, about now we would play the best of the week. So we're going to do it again. Now, this is just a highlight package, a bulletin brought to us by James Lake of everything that went down on Fifi, Feb and Byron this week.
Good morning, I'm James Lake, and here's the latest in the Fifi Fevan Byron Bulletin. With coronavirus dominating the global news cycle, a positive angle has come out of the UK. Thousands of Londoners took to their doorsteps, collectively applauding the healthcare workers in their country. Unfortunately, when footballer Brendan Favola attempted his version in a Melbourne Bayside suburb, it sadly was not as impressive.
I don't think it caught on.
With everyone in isolation, Tiger King has become the biggest show in the world.
I'm up to episode 4. It got me when the young lady got her arm bitten off.
If one of us lost an arm on the job here, I reckon we'd be back pretty quick.
I mean, this is the job to lose an arm.
If you could, I would find a way, but I'd press all the
actually,
buttons.
Actually, you definitely couldn't come back to work because you do need your arms.
Well, no,
yes,
I could.
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, this is getting a bit political.
We'd have to get someone else.
Okay. Speaking of Tiger King, one of its stars, John Finlay, joined Fifi Fevan Byron this week and discussed the upcoming Hollywood biopic based on his life.
Channing Tatum would be the number one pick that I would pick. He has another backstory. Oh, yeah, who wouldn't?
Sexy! With many people around Australia losing work, broadcaster Fifi Box was nearly driven to expletives when hearing about how many jobs were up for grabs at a supermarket chain.
Gee, is that 20,000 jobs?
Yeah, we're working.
Far out.
I thought Fifi was about to drop the F-bomb then.
Oh, my God.
With the Victorian government cracking down on self-isolation laws, Brendan Favola was worried about the potential ramifications.
On my licence is not my address that I live in. It's in Yarrawonga. This house that we bought is in Alex's name, and we're not married. So, therefore, I'd be getting kicked out.
They may still enforce that. They've only just said not for now.
Oh, don't bring it back now. You just said they did a backflip. That's why I said all that.
In what was a simple case of miscommunication, the Fifi Fevan Byron show was thrown into chaos this week after a mix-up with some very important audio.
You are. Well, Fev, how can you... Why have we got Annie Lennox playing?
I have no idea. They told me this was Renaissance music and it's actually just a bad single from the 90s by Annie Lennox.
I'll stop you there.
I thought it was one of my kids playing that song or something.
It's a great song. No More I Loves You by Annie Lennox.
I do apologise. That was not the sort of Renaissance background I was hoping for, but thank you, Annie Lennox.
Might play it as a banger.
And that's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi Fevan Byron, get the podcast from the Fox app. And as Fifi Box always says...
Lee.
What did you say that?
I was impersonating a goat.
Right, excellent.
One of the many things we did this week.
It's one of the most important, clearly.
Metricon, the easy way at Mandalay. With 5% deposit and no repayments until completed. Conditions apply. 101 now, the Fox.